Chapter 6. A Surprise Meeting. Sir Luke Strett had an appointment to visit Millie at her hotel at 11 o'clock the next morning. But then Millie changed her mind about meeting him. Because Sir Luke had said that he wanted to talk to someone who cared about her, Millie thought he should talk to Mrs. Stringham. So after breakfast, Millie told her that a famous London doctor was coming to the hotel, but that she had decided to go out. "He wants to talk to you privately," she said. Mrs. Stringham was surprised, but she agreed to meet Sir Luke. Millie decided to spend the morning at the National Gallery. She loved visiting art galleries because they were so peaceful and relaxing. She very much enjoyed walking through the large, quiet rooms, looking happily at the beautiful paintings. She was interested not only in the pictures, but also in the other visitors to the gallery, including a number of American tourists. In one room, a group of ladies sat together, quietly drawing one of the paintings. "Those ladies look so peaceful and happy," thought Millie. "I'd like to do that too." Millie continued walking through the gallery until she felt tired and sat down to rest. A young man was standing in front of her, staring at a painting on the wall. He had his back towards Millie, so she could not see his face. Then he took off his hat and turned away from the painting for a moment. To her surprise, Millie realised that the young man was Merton Densher. She felt very nervous and excited. "Oh," she thought, "what should I do? Should I go and say hello to him?" But before she could get up from her seat, she had an even bigger shock. A young lady came into the room and walked up to Densher. It was Kate Croy. Kate saw Millie at the same time. The two girls stared at each other for a moment. Then Kate gave Millie a delighted smile. "Millie," she said, "what a coincidence." Densher turned around and saw Millie. He too stared at her in surprise. "Miss Teal," he said, "how nice to see you again." The three young people looked at each other, but at first, nobody knew what to say. Millie was surprised to see Densher in the gallery, but she was even more surprised that Kate was with him. Kate's aunt had told Millie that Kate did not care about Densher, so Millie did not understand why she was here with him. They chatted together for a while. It was nearly lunchtime, so Millie politely invited Kate and Densher back to her hotel for lunch. When they arrived, Mrs. Stringham was waiting. She seemed very nervous. Millie wanted to ask her if Sir Luke Strett had come and what he had said, but she could not say anything in front of Kate and Densher. Millie introduced Densher to Mrs. Stringham. Then they all went into the dining room together. Millie could not stop thinking about her strange meeting with Kate and Densher. "Kate is a good person," she thought. "She doesn't care about Densher, but I suppose that she feels sorry for him. She probably only went out with him this morning to be kind." After lunch, Millie and Densher went into a different room, while Mrs. Stringham and Kate chatted together in the dining room. Densher talked to Millie about his trip to America and the people he had met there. Millie was not very interested in America, but she was happy to listen to Densher. Her feelings about him had not changed. She liked him just as much in London as she had in New York. Later, Kate and Densher left the hotel together. As soon as they had walked around the corner of the street, Densher turned to Kate impatiently. "Why did you stay there talking so long, Kate?" he said. But Kate did not reply, because she was thinking hard. She had noticed at lunch, from the way that Millie behaved towards Densher, that she liked him very much. Perhaps she was even in love with him. This had given Kate the idea for a plan to use Millie to help Kate's own future with Densher. Densher had arrived in Liverpool by ship from New York a few days before the meeting at the National Gallery. He had sent Kate a telegram to say that he was travelling down to London by train the next day. Kate was so excited when she heard the news that she had gone to Euston Station to meet him. They had been delighted to see each other again, but there was nowhere that they could be alone with each other. Densher had wanted Kate to come back to his lodgings, but she did not think it was a good idea to go there with him alone. Instead, they had had tea in a cafe in the station. They had sat in a corner at the back, where nobody could see them, talking quietly. Densher had been away in New York for several months, and he had missed Kate very much. He did not want to go on meeting her in Kensington Gardens or a railway station cafe. But Kate realised that they had to be very careful. She did not want any of her aunt's friends to see her alone with Densher. She was worried they would tell her aunt. This was the reason she had wanted them to meet at the National Gallery the next morning. The National Gallery was always busy. Densher had been extremely surprised to see Millie in the National Gallery. Although he liked her, he had no feelings of love for her. He thought of her only as his little friend from New York. Kate had written to him when he was in New York, saying that she had met Millie in England. Then Densher had told her that he had met the same young lady in New York. But he had quickly forgotten about Millie, because he and Kate had more interesting things to write about. So he was quite shocked to learn that Millie and Kate were good friends. Kate decided to tell Aunt Maud herself that Densher had come back to England. The next day, Mrs. Lauder invited him to come and see her. Before he met Mrs. Lauder, he was able to have a short private conversation with Kate in a small room upstairs. "I don't think we can meet here privately again," said Kate. "Although Aunt Maud is quite happy if you come to the house to visit her. She likes you, so please be charming to her." She looked at him. "I've noticed that Millie Teal likes you a lot too." Densher stared at Kate in surprise. "Does she?" he asked. "Yes," replied Kate. "And that's good, because we can use Millie to help us. But first, you must encourage her to fall in love with you. So go and visit her as soon as possible." "Why?" said Densher in surprise. "I'm in love with you, not Millie. She was kind to me in New York, but nothing more." "I have a plan," said Kate. "Millie thinks that I'm her dearest friend, and she loves me very much. She knows that you're in love with me, but she doesn't know that I care about you, because I never speak about you. She just sees that I'm kind to you."
"I don't understand," said Densher. "If you and Millie are good friends, why haven't you told her the truth about us?"
"Because my plan is not to tell her,"
said Kate impatiently. I'll explain everything to you soon. Then you'll understand. But now, please go and see Aunt Maud. Densher was confused. He did not understand Kate's plan at all. But he loved and trusted her, and he was ready to do anything that she told him. He went downstairs to see Mrs. Lauder.